So you guys want me to recap kind of where we left off last time?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Recap.
We found
the
good
guys there.
Yeah, okay. We found like the good people while we were sleeping.
Yeah. So you guys wandered through the first. You found the lost city after encountering some of Raj's friends from the Lamplighters.
Oh.
You enjoyed the hospitality of the first few levels. You found some giant kitties that breathe fire, and some giant kitties that fly in one blood. You killed some goblins. You found a whole bunch of treasure, which is in the rogue's purse currently. You stole a bowl from a religious sect who then proceeded to nearly kill you.
Which I thought was a ruin. I didn't realize that was still in use.
Luckily, Sif conjured a cloud of fog at just the right moment to allow you to make a very hasty escape. You encountered the mages of Uzumatris, who invited you to enjoy their hospitality and protection, and you all, as the brothers of Gorm, are ripping apart the rest of the Lost City looking for you. And we left off with you guys sleeping, so you get all your spells and HP, everything's back to full. Hi everybody, this is John, and today we are going to be returning to the Lost City on Out of Character. That was our quick recap. And with me I have...
Jason as Delim Albaba, a cleric of Ogma.
I am Jessica, and I'm playing Sif, who is a ranger, basically looking to get some payback from a crappy life that she had. Oh, and her nickname is The Blender.
The Blender.
Can't it blend?
What the heck is she blending?
Tentacles. That's what happens when you put strawberry daiquiri mix, calamari, chocolate, and bouillon cubes all in a blender. That's the side mix. And if you drink that, you deserve whatever you get.
Yeah. All right, I'm Tina, and I'm playing Rasha Jinsing. She is a half Gensai, half criminal.
She's
half
a Gensai. First off, she's a Gensai. Second off, I'm pretty sure she's just a criminal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, she's a criminal. I mean, if you want to get technical about it. She likes trouble. Or does trouble like her?
You guys wake up in the bunk room of the mages. You have enjoyed a very nice rest. No one's attacked you or killed you or stolen all your stuff.
Yay!
It's been the first lengthy period of time that you've enjoyed in the temple that, you know, hey, no one tried to murder me. When you wake up, you find the chamber is absent of anyone except you, giving you a chance to look around, check things out, maybe root through people's stuff, what have you. You each, you know, have your own bunk bed. What are you guys doing?
I'm going to check the edges of my bunk. You know, like looking for couch change.
Investigation check, please.
So 5 plus 8.
You don't find any change. These are like straw stuffed mattresses. So you see a mouse scurry off into the corner of the room. Anything else anyone else want to check for?
I'm just going to... I mean, there's nobody around.
No, it's completely empty.
I mean, is there anything of interest in here?
Basically, it's a couple rows of bunk beds, and there is a footlocker at the end of each bed.
Okay. At the end of my bed, I'll check the footlocker.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to be rifling through other people's stuff.
It is locked.
Okay, I'm not going to bother opening it.
I will! We're doing my D20, right?
Give me a dex check. You can use your thieves' tools, or you can just...
Is there advantage to thieves' tools?
It will give you your proficiency bonus doubled, so you'll get a +6 to your roll.
I would like to use my thieves' tools.
Go for it.
Okay.
You pop the sturdy lock.
It's not that sturdy.
It was pretty good. There are a few interesting things in here.
Okay.
There is another silver dagger, like the one that you located in the desert, with a nice bejeweled sheath.
Oh.
A small leather purse containing some various coins. Not a huge amount, not like 400 gold like the last guy that you found, but it looks like, you know, about 15 copper, 2 or 3 silver, and 1 gold.
Do I see her do this?
Oh yeah, I'm right in the middle.
Sneaky perception.
I need to roll perception too.
You don't notice jack shit.
Yeah, I don't
see that. Wait, unless I roll 20.
Not happening. Oh!
No. Kitties.
Look at that kitty
in the corner. You also find there is a scroll that is sealed.
I'm going to leave the gem, the money, and the and take the scroll.
Okay.
And close it and lock it.
Okay. The door opens just as you close the chest.
Yeah.
And one of the brothers walks in. He is masked, wearing the rainbow cloak. You can't really determine his age because you can't see his skin, but He bows very deeply. Mm-hmm. I hope that you've enjoyed the rest and hospitality that Yuzumadris offers to all travelers who enter his domain.
We very much appreciate your hospitality.
Yes, thank you very much.
Can we repay you in coin, or is there some other task that we can assist you with?
Master Syrinkos has finished with his devotions for the day and would like to speak to you in his chambers. Refreshments will be waiting for you. Please follow me.
I follow him.
I follow. All right. So what kind of refreshments are they going to have in the freaking dungeon?
Delicious
rat's
ones.
Blood.
Delicious ones.
They need you to blend it. They want to do some fruit drinks.
So he walks over to the door, or to the wall, opposite the door, places both hands against it, whispers, and the wall just folds down upon itself. And you see another door behind it marked with another star. He opens the door and steps aside. Enter.
As always, cleric goes first.
You enter a comfortable-looking bedroom. It shows lots of signs of... It's clearly been occupied. The first thing you notice immediately when you walk in is there's a huge reptilian creature that is chained to the foot of the very luxurious-looking bed that's, like, layered with silken blankets. It growls at you as soon as you come in.
Do I know what it is?
You could do a nature check. To
do a nature check. Deuce!
15. 12.
This is some form of drake.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be like, kitty!
Exactly. No, it is not a kitty. It is a drake.
Okay.
It looks as though it's been being used to guard this room. Aside from that, you also notice there's a very corpulent gentleman in robes. He has a silver crown around his forehead. He looks dwarven. He has a beard sticking out. He's removed his face mask. He's advanced. He's like moving toward the end of middle age.
I mean, is he short like a dwarf? Or?
He's short. He's
okay.
Clearly
okay.
A dwarf.
He's a
yeah,
dwarf.
He's definitely
okay.
A dwarf.
Corpulent.
He's a fat dwarf who is sitting in this big armchair, this big wooden armchair that is just beset with all these constellation patterns, and like the armrests are crescent moons. There's a small round table that is all sorts of interesting little nibbles for you guys to enjoy. There are various pastries cut into star shapes. There's also a teapot that is shaped like a scorpion, and the tail is steaming. There are cups set out for each of you.
That's kind of cool.
My friends, please, take a seat. Take some refreshment. I'm sure your journey has tired you.
Okay, first off, can I do a nature check and see if I can tell what the stars and the moons and everything are? Would that be a nature check?
What are you trying to, like, what?
I mean, are they anything of significance or anything?
Do a nature check, yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
and I will do a religion check.
Yeah, religion check, sure. You don't see there's a religion significance to these
patterns. I will do a food check to put food in my belly.
Okay. These do not look as though they are proper constellations. They're done with a fair amount of skill, but you don't recognize, like, okay, there's the Big Dipper, there's Ursa.
Oh, yeah,
Major.
Yeah.
You know, you see a few, like, very familiar ones, but you're guessing most of these people probably heard about more constellations than they ever seen.
Yeah,
they've heard it from star
yeah.
charts. You recognize that the arrangement of these stars are based on the worshippers of this particular god. These are arrangements that they use for, like, you know, basically... they're sacred arrangements to them. The stars will align in this way at this time, and that was the holy day of Yuzumadris.
So consistent with religion,
yes.
No red flags there.
No red flags. What are you eating?
I make a cup of tea,
uh-huh.
complimenting his finely crafted teapot.
He nods appreciatively.
Okay.
A gift.
From who? This is great craftsmanship. I need to find some of these.
A friend. I have... many such friends, and they choose to share their gratitudes in a number of ways, I hope.
Looking at the table of refreshments,
mm-hmm.
are there any refreshments that are pure, such as a fruit? Or
there are dates. There are a plate of dates.
Okay, so can I do a nature check? Because keep in mind, she used to live here.
Sure.
So, just get any idea on what everything is.
Of what all the food and stuff
yeah,
is?
Yeah,
sure.
Like anything.
Oh,
just
this tea brewed with scorpion.
Did you drink it?
18, 22.
They put out 5 plates of food. There are a plate of dates. There's a plate of oranges also set aside. Pastries, most likely cooked with cooked in oil with like very little flour, so they're kind of like a, like almost like latte kind of things. Root vegetable that has been shredded over a bit of meat. Probably not anything that I steer clear of the meat.
Okay.
Meat is probably rodentia or El Camel.
I take a even plateful of some good old home cooked meal.
I will have an orange.
I'll take some of the stuff with the meat.
Yeah, that's for us. That's kind of
like I said. She's eating it. This is where
it's
she
got that chewy texture
live.
That you got used to being a ranger. That's rat.
Yeah,
that's rat.
Good rat. Corn fed rat.
She ate
none
rat
of those hormone fed
from here.
Yeah.
So she has no problem with
all
it.
All the food is very, very fresh. It's delicious.
Am I getting poisoned?
No. The tea is it's a spicy,
like a chai?
Cumin and nettle tea.
Ooh.
So it's got a little bite to it.
It's like Mama used to make. It's like my mama hated me.
Noticing that they are enjoying the food with no immediate ill effects, I will partake
of
it. That's great. Thanks, buddy.
The Drake stretches the chain as far as it'll go, and it's just leaning and looking right at you and your meat. And his tongue stretches out like another foot.
Am I allowed to feed the Drake?
I ask our host, would you mind if my companion fed the Drake a little bit?
If you wish it.
So I will get a... You know what? How much is there of that plate?
It's a good-sized bowl. Think like a salad bowl of just shredded meat.
Okay,
like
so I'll make a little plate.
Spread it over it.
Ooh, now I kind of want that.
I'll make it's like a big bowl of like bacon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm going to just take a little bit of it, put it in a plate, and just kind of put
it. It dives on it and just like. He looks embarrassed. I apologize for my pet's poor table manners.
So how may we be of service?
I understand that you have come seeking Zargon and his followers.
That is me.
I believe that we can be of mutual benefit to one another. My order and I have spent some time attempting to reestablish order in the city. There are many who have worked against us, such as the Brothers of Gorm, for one. They are a thorn in our side, and a violent one at that, as I'm sure you would agree. Zargon and his worshippers are fanatics. They have no place in a proper civilization, and I do not would think that they would abide by our disrupting their practices and feeding innocent people to a monster.
Yes.
If you're willing, I would be happy to arrange for someone to guide you down into the depths of...
I would like nothing more than that, and I would be willing to pay you to do that. I mean, can you tell me any information as far as, like, slaves down there, or priests, or any information or anything about them?
I have not ventured that far down in about 15 years since I escaped.
Okay.
He pulled back the crown, and you see the mark on his forehead that you have.
Okay. And does he see mine?
Yeah.
The cleanest day?
I think that our stories would be remarkably similar. I would ask a favor of you in return for this. The Brothers of Gorm are brutes. Stupid and violent. They will face their end soon enough. Either find peace in one way or the other. There is, however, another group that is a bit more problematic, and I would ask you to help us resolve their differences. Those are the warrior maidens of Madura. We have attempted to arrange peaceful relations with them on more than one occasion, but they do not enjoy the company of men and do not find them worthy of the rights that a civilized society should offer to all of its people. Were you to thin their numbers, or perhaps capture their leader and bring her back here, that we might negotiate on better terms, I would be happy to arrange for you to find your way into the deck.
First off, just going back to Zargon.
Uh-huh.
Does he have any weaknesses? Do we know how to beat him or anything about it?
Are you asking me or are you asking him?
Him. Character to character.
Goes over to his bedside table, and he picks up this black book that looks like it is made from the skin of a squid. It's funky and disgusting, and it has this oozy smell to it. In this tome is all the information that has been collected on Zargon. This book could be yours, and I will add it to our bargain if we can reach an arrangement.
We will see this order.
Yes.
That's that your story is true.
I have nothing to fear from this. I wish you well in your journey. If there's any way that I can be of further assistance before you go.
Yes. If you could explain the round room that we went through before we came here. It has confused us in our matter.
The chamber is a machination of the lost engineers who built this great city so many years ago and everything around us. It rotates whenever one of the mechanisms within the doors are placed. As to purpose, I can only guess it was to confuse raiders and desert. I assume that was its primary purpose, but such little more than a guess at this point. I am, after all, a mage, not an engineer.
So, how can we properly navigate that round of
trial and error.
Well, I guess we will do our best then. How will we know, if we were to open an arbitrary door in the round room, how would we know that we would be on the path to the warrior maiden?
I've arranged for guidance when you are prepared for your journey, of course. I would not wish to rush you without giving you proper time to rest.
Well, we do have kind of time to restrain.
Make your needs known to my brother outside the door. He will see that you have everything that you ask.
What's the name of the leader of the warrior maidens? Do you happen to know?
The leader of the warrior maidens?
Yeah.
Pandora.
Pandora?
Pandora.
Are you serious?
Yep.
I'd like to open up Pandora's box.
I know. There's so many, crumbs coming.
Bum-ching!
The, die?
So you're leaving?
Yep. I'm saying, we hope to see you very soon.
Are you getting up, or are we
getting up?
Okay.
I mean, you can go arrange if you guys want to stay. You don't all have to go.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to bring up, small talk.
Sure.
Now, are there any rations or small tools or anything that you need from the storehouse?
If you can get me any thieving kits, you know what I mean? Like, any lock picks, anything like that.
All right. Any throwing daggers?
That's right. I was throwing the daggers.
I'll give you some throwing daggers.
Yep. Blender.
And Yusuf?
Yeah, I mean, if you see anything like that,
she sharpens it on
potions
of her healing
potions. That would be a big thing for me.
Okay, potions. I'll also get some more rations.
You know what?
Rope.
That should be in our explorer's pack.
You do? I believe.
I don't know.
No, I don't think you have any rope.
We said quite an explorer's pack, so I got.
Explorer's pack? Different pack. Thieves pack.
How does a thief not have rope?
If you're a second story person, you just climb the walls.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah. It's always in a situation like this.
Yep.
We can come up with things for rope.
Alright, so you're getting a list of goods. Is there anything else you guys are looking for?
If they have any weapons. I mean, I know that sounds like any good
weapons. Weapons of note.
Yeah.
Weapons
yeah.
of note.
You know, longsword plus 15.
Plus 15 of killing.
Yeah.
So, and you're just bringing up small talk. What's Raja getting up to?
Can Raja kind of go off to open the scroll and
you
try
can discreetly excuse yourself to open the scroll?
Yes.
I'm okay. Sure they have a chamber pot somewhere.
You know, basically, I just want to look and see how life is down here. And...
When they've excused themselves, he looks at you and I didn't wish to frighten your friends, but I need to ask you how certain you are you wish to face Sargon. No one will think less of you for refusing that particular task.
No, I have. This is something I have to do. This has been my life's goal. I've been obsessing over this since I was 12. Since I escaped and actually made it to the circus.
There is a weapon within the Shrine of the Warrior Maidens. They may assist you in your task. It's a powerful blade. I know that if one severed a tentacle from Sargon's own body, he would fear it if it were to be brought into his presence again.
So this is the same one that we have to kill them.
They are the ones that he is sending you to deal with, yes.
Deal with?
He gave you options.
I don't want to.
He gave you options. Kill them, get them to negotiate, or kidnap their leader and bring her back so we can hold her hostage.
Okay. Because I'm going to be like, hey, I just killed your leader and half of your clan. Can I have some more, please?
Well, maybe she has the sword. So you're checking out the scroll.
Yeah. What do I need to do to check out the scroll?
Open it up.
I go blind?
You unfurl the scroll, and it is written in a language you do not recognize.
Oh, come on!
It's like an Elder Scroll, you need mods.
I'm gonna go blind if I look at it, right?
No, you don't go blind.
Oh, crap.
What all are you looking for? What was the list of goods?
Thieving kits and lockpicks.
Okay, they don't have thieving kits or lockpicks, they're mages.
They're religious, too.
Throwing daggers.
They have many daggers. They will give you 5 sturdy silver daggers.
Healing potions.
They make arrangements. They are mages. They will give you 5 healing potions.
Dry trail rations.
They're not like demand for dry food. A lot of they use magic to create most of their food. or they hunt if they really need to.
Things like dates, nuts, things
like that. They have some dry fruit.
Well, I should ask for booze.
Healing potions, yes, I'll say they gave you about a day's worth of dried nuts and fruit.
Alright. 50-foot rope?
Yeah, absolutely.
Alright. Any flasks of water?
They have refilled all your containers of water.
So we're good for 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, you've got water.
And any weapons of note that could be useful in our negotiations with the nation?
Sadly, we are masters of the arcane, not the martial here.
I love the way you said that. He says, we would like some weapons for negotiations.
Negotiation weapons. Yes,
I find,
yeah, we know how these are going to go.
I also have some skills in the arcane arts. If you have any spells that...
The secrets of Uzumarchers are, unfortunately, reserved for those who are counted among our ranks, but... If you are interested in joining, you would be a welcome addition, as that you are a venerable elder. Perhaps the god has guided you here to spend your final days.
That may very well be true, but I currently have other obligations. I respect your god, and I respect your observance of him, and I do not wish to pry further into your arcane rites. Like a true cleric.
A cleric of Ogma, too, so, you know, hey.
Yep.
Okay, so, you got some stuff. Which I'm guessing you're going to be Johnny. I held all the awesome stuff. Like, I don't know what the old food.
No, I'm giving the awesome stuff. As soon as I get run to people that come out of their little hidey hole playing with their scrolls.
That's what she said, wait.
So are you keeping the scroll secret?
Well, I'm going to ask the cleric, but I'm not going to ask the people because then I have to explain how I got this scroll. So I, you know, roll it back up, tuck it away. I love how
you guys aren't sharing this, any of this with me.
When you guys have had a chance to get all your things together, you've enjoyed refreshment, are you prepared to venture forth in search of the maidens?
Why, yes. Actually, one last thing.
Yes?
I would like to use my disguise kit to disguise myself as a woman.
Okay, this might have just gone into an area where I'm not comfortable.
For deception, I should say.
Deception.
Yeah.
I got a +5 on deception, so...
And add your proficiency bonus.
Oh!
That's not a high
Please
number.
Please tell me you put one boob here and one down here.
Alright, so 6 plus deception, that would be 2, that would be 11. And anything else I could add to that?
Did you add your proficiency bonus to that?
No, I did not. That is +3, so 14.
You throw up the scroll and you come out of the room and you see... You've seen some horrors in your time. But rarely have you seen one so well endowed with so much makeup come sauntering up any back alley.
Hello,
nurse! Are we talking like Bud Light Girl? Remember this commercial?
Think like washerwoman in Russia who has really big chest hair, but is not attractive.
In Soviet Russia!
She's what
wash,
you...
Wash you!
She's like, you know... She's like an Aladdin-esque. She's like the... Remember in Aladdin you have like the housewife? We keep taking care of, like, she's the, you know, the madam to the brothel chicks. It does look like a woman.
Yep.
Where they have a few drinks and she looks attractive.
No. It was the Bud Light girls. It was all these, like, guys with big mustaches and everything. They would dress up as women to go to ladies'
night. Oh, to get
night.
Ladies' night, to get the, yes!
Oh, yeah.
And the bar ended up being filled
that's,
with them.
As soon as I saw that was the first thing that popped in my head.
No, better disguise than that.
Okay.
I
think not much.
Off my mustache.
Yeah, you're...
Not all
Isn't this
of
how
it.
You got thrown out of the last city you went to? Like
anyone else press tender today?
I'm so sorry.
You just offended every woman in the world simultaneously.
Yes. Sweet.
He did arrange for a guide for you. You're ready to leave. Correct?
I'm ready to go. I'm not quite sure how long this disguise will last, but I'm ready to go.
It's holding together. It's not all falling right. apart.
Good.
You see a creepy little green, scaly creature with two little antenna goes scuttling along the floor, and it peeks out at you from behind one of the bedposts and, like, makes a come hither with its finger.
I follow it.
It runs out into the hall.
All right, I follow it.
Wait, do I see this too?
Yeah,
or?
You all see it.
Okay. I just kind of look at you. What is...
I believe this is our guy.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. I believe this is our guy.
So you're following this thing?
I'm following.
Okay. It leads you back out to the round room. It runs to the northernmost door. So it runs to the northernmost door, makes a rude arcane gesture very quickly. The door opens without it touching it, and it glows purple, and it stands aside.
Quick, I believe this is our chance.
Okay, go. Let's go.
You enter?
Right. Yep.
So you enter a long hallway. Again, it is dark in this hallway. There were torches lit in the rounded chamber, so you had some light, so you will need to either light a torch or cast light or do something if you want to see, or do you want to proceed stealthily in the dark?
All right, I believe I used my
You use your magic rod, yeah.
Yep.
Well, you can see in the dark.
Oh, yeah, I can see in the dark, so why don't I
you
go ahead?
Yes.
All right, I will leave.
Yeah, I guess we should have got torches, huh?
No, we did. I thought.
You should all have torches.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'll use my torch.
All right.
No, because I can
see
in the dark,
torch,
so let's
correct?
Be stinky. Let's be stealthy.
Stinky.
Let's be stinky, too.
Stinky.
That wasn't me, guys. That was the guy.
My apologies.
The door closes after you guys come go through.
Robbie doesn't always agree with
you. You go up a long hallway, it branches off in two directions, left and right. Which way would you guys like to go?
Well, which way is the little thing guiding?
He didn't come this far.
Oh, he didn't come. Right. Okay.
So, we got a left and a right. I would like to look the floor and see if one of the hallways is dustier than the other.
Investigation.
10, 13.
Can I do a tracking?
You can do a survival check to try and track.
What do I have proficiency bonus to?
Any skill that you're proficient with, any kind of
circle.
Got it.
Modify 20.
Damn!
Alright. You see there are footprints and wear prints in the stone and in the... There's no dust here, but there are always signs of passage. It looks like there's a lot of... There's water marks. Like someone was carrying water back and forth through this hall. So both directions have signs of life.
I tell them this. I don't know. I mean, I don't see one way or the other being any more beneficial than the other way.
Well, let's try left.
It's literally a coin toss.
Let's try left.
Left?
While we're here, I pull out my scroll and hand it to you.
You lit your torch, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
can you read this?
What languages do you speak?
As you're doing that, I like it.
Common, Draconic, Elven,
you lit it on fire?
No.
Common, Draconic.
Just so I couldn't have something.
You don't recognize this language.
Where did you get this?
I found it. I take it back. Can you read this?
What languages do you speak?
Goblin and Common.
You don't recognize this language.
Oh, come on! You guys are useless to me!
Put it away.
For the record, your character speaks Common and Primordial.
Yes. I have that written down. Common and Primordial.
Oh. I can identify... If it is magical, I can identify it.
Okay, give it a try.
All right.
I just found it.
Cast Identify Magic.
Okay. The scroll itself is not magical.
It is not magical.
Where did you get that scroll?
I found it. So which way are we going?
We're going left.
Okay.
Left.
Okay.
Yeah.
I found it.
Yeah.
All right. If they're not going to protect their goods against my lock picking,
I think that's what a lock's for.
Stop talking.
The lock just popped open after I put my tools in it.
Okay.
Yeah, shut up while you're ahead.
Oh, wait, are you lawful good?
You come to a door. It's not locked. It is a wooden door as opposed to most stone doors you've seen.
Yeah.
You open in the door?
Check for traps. I'm checking for traps. Hold on.
I'll open the door.
No!
Check
now,
for
I always ask,
check for traps.
Do you open the door? Mm-hmm. Because if you're like, I never opened the door.
Okay. Well, I'm checking for traps.
All right.
Kitty! Is this a kitty?
What is it? Check for traps.
There is no door here,
perception.
Guys.
I'll do perception just to try it. 16.
You notice there is a narrow shaft of light being bounced between two mirrors arranged on either side of this door.
You should probably not break that.
Let's just step over it. Let's just step over.
But you do hear the sound of voices coming down the hallway behind you.
Do we recognize the language of the voices at all?
Common.
What are they saying?
They are murmuring and babbling insanely.
Stealth.
Can you put your torch out?
Yes. Oh, I'm not good.
You set 11. Me on fire.
You have advantage because you're hiding in a dark hallway. Go ahead and roll again. In fact, if you all want to roll stealth, you have advantage on it.
Okay.
Let me roll again.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay.
You can roll twice and take
the
better.
Ooh, 18 and 15. So, stealth. So
9, 10, 19. 11, 12, 13, 14. 15, 16, 17.
Nice.
17.
19.
Wait, 19.
You see five people. They are all wearing wolf masks that are carved out of wood and painted black. They're walking on all fours and just growling and howling and biting and like...
But these are people.
You said five acting.
Five.
Okay. Five people on their hands and knees.
Yeah, sniffing all around.
I tell you guys this.
I prepare...
That would be the perception check to see if they see us or smell us.
Yep. I prepare to roll sanctuary, to cast sanctuary. Not yet, but if they get within 5 meters of us.
They are moving progressively closer to you.
Draw swords.
They are within 10 feet of you.
I pull out my daggers.
They are within 5 feet of
cast. My initiative is...
Alright.
You guys have a surprise round, so you can take a single action. You can attack them. You want to cast Sanctuary?
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, now what is our initiative in this?
It's
right there. Yeah. My initiative is 19.
So, don't roll for initiative yet. Save your roll.
I want to save that.
Okay. You cast Sanctuary as your spell, so you're like, if these dudes try to attack us, I'm guessing the blender is going to blend.
Yes.
Okay, you get one attack.
How are they... Oh, I can't do like...
They are wearing wolf pelts all over their bodies.
Okay.
You don't see any weapons on them?
How are they like 2x2, or what's...
The biggest of them is at the rear, and four are moving ahead of them 2x2.
Okay, so at the rear, and then you said...
Now keep in mind, you can't get to the guy at the rear unless you're going to jump over and try to land behind them, and that would be your whole thing.
Yeah, I don't have acrobatics anymore.
I do.
Athletics.
I do have athletics. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh my god, that made me think of the air up there. With Kevin
I'm just going to jump and just try to get right in front of this guy.
All right, athletics.
Go.
Which is 19.
You jump. You land, blades out. I believe you said you were drawing your swords, correct?
Oh yeah, so they were drawn. They were 15 feet out.
Right in front of him. He draws up short. What are you doing? You can attack. You could...
Throw a dagger?
Yeah, or do I... You know what? I'm going to try to talk to him.
Go.
Yeah, I'm going to try...
Do whatever you want. I got this guy right here.
Yeah, I'm going to try... You know, I kind of call out, you know, halt. Who are you?
They don't respond. They stop immediately.
Yeah.
And they start making barking noises.
And they just start going berserk and charge down the hallway right at you. Now roll initiative.
Clobbering time!
4 up. Oh, wow, I rolled good. 14. Yeah. All right. 14, 15,
16, 17.
So they are coming after you. I guess, did they see me jump over them?
Four are paying no attention to you. They ran at you. Yes.
Okay, yep.
Okay, so Blender, Rogue, Wolf People, Cleric of Frost. Let me guess. Blender's gonna blend?
Yes.
Alright.
And Wolf People
long
blend?
Sword, short sword,
oh, wait.
Long sword.
I have minis. Go for it, Blender.
Alright.
Go, Blender.
Nat 20.
Alright, and how much damage are you swinging these days, Blender?
It's 1d8 plus 3. And then that was the first
damage.
Attack. What's that?
He's dead. Go ahead and roll him over.
Okay.
So
second attack, short sword, because don't I have that step where I can just hit this guy here from behind?
I mean, you were right between them, so they're immediately adjacent to you.
So you're just kind of like coming like with the backhand?
I had to go over to castrate him, and now I'm going to...
Go for it.
12.
Hit.
Okay.
Roll your damage.
That would be, that was an 18, just so you know, it's 1d6.
Plus your strength.
Five.
Okay. So.
Plus 3.
You cut down their leader, and the short sword, you hit him, the other dude, right through the back of the leg. He howls.
Okay, so he's down?
He's hurt, he's not dead.
Okay, then my other attack.
And then she brought the long sword around and ended it.
Oh my god!
No! One will leave no witnesses!
Alright.
Meanwhile, blood splattering on us. We're just like,
wow, I'm actually kind of impressed with this. Now, okay, so she goes down, decapitates him, stabs the guy in the leg, and now she's turning around with the long sword to hit him again. Oh, 12.
Just a hit.
Okay.
Just a hit.
1d8 plus 4. So no matter what, it's a 4 plus a d8 right there.
7.
Yeah, he's dead.
That oh my is God! 11, so...
Lay him down on his belly, if you would, please. He was on all fours.
Oh.
He died the way he lived. Covered in his own blood and crying.
And then I'm just going to kind of turn around to this guy and go, just like, war cry.
What are you going to do?
Just take a seat. Watch the show.
All right.
Pull out the popcorn. Wait,
you should be under... Is she within range of my sanctuary?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Do I do... Should I stay still? Or can I throw my dagger through your sanctuary?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a one-way shield.
Okay, I'm going to throw a dagger.
All right, go ahead and roll. And add your dex and your proficiency.
Okay, so my d20, right?
Yep.
Oh!
Deuce!
I hit the blender.
Ow.
Sorry!
Man, that would have been a one. That you get to add your...
Have I ever done that? I've never done that.
You get to add your mod and your proficiency to that.
It's still a
miss. It's
still a miss, but it's not a terrible, terrible, terrible.
If it was a one.
Dang it. I was doing really good, too. You look better with bangs!
I put my...
For the record, who did you ward? Yourself? Blender? Okay.
She's already killed, like, half the party, so...
Alright.
I'm fragile.
So you drew your dagger through it and missed.
Missed it. Damn it.
Do you want to do anything else?
Can I do something else?
You can move.
Wait, can I try something?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to try my rapier.
Okay.
On God.
Okay.
I tell her, make sure to take into account the shimmer of the sanctuary.
I was off. My hat to thee, great cleric. Why am I scared suddenly?
You hear this weird, horrible squeaking. And rats the size of Dobermans start running down the hallway from around the corner.
Good job, Blender.
I don't think this... I had anything to do with this.
I'm going to blame you regardless.
So, the creepy wolfmen, because they don't like what's going on here, they are going to focus on the blender.
Oh, bring it.
Because the blender blends. Always. There's still a few of them alive, so they get to use their special powers.
What's that?
Stuff.
Oh.
So, the first one is going to attack the blender. The other two are going to focus on the cleric.
Ah!
So first attack. Yeah, I think that hits your... Does 17 hit your AC?
My AC is 17.
So that's a hit. You take 3 damage. He stabs... He just flashes at you. And you see that in his hands, he has these claws that are made out of, like, look like made out of iron. Just, like,
Ooh. Pulled
into his hands. Like a makeshift wolf claw.
Ooh,
and the second one lashes out you with the same.
That'd be cool to have.
Another hit, and you take 5 damage. The creepy rat creatures. They're your best buddies.
Why do I have a feeling they're not, and they're being really mean?
I'm not mean.
Being facetious.
They're being facetious.
Facetious. That's a good word, too.
Facetious.
Facetious. That's Hagrid.
They are all going to attack, so they can squeeze in 4 in a row here. The first column are all attacking the blender. I got 2 hits, so they are going to start biting at you. And their little needle-like teeth just, like, you see blood, and they're just yellow and disgusting. Their little red eyes are full of just fierce hunger as they look at you.
Oh.
And this nasty, non-animal-like intelligence.
Okay.
And you will take... 11 damage.
Okay. Damn!
What's the cleric gonna do?
Pray.
By the anger of Agma, I call upon my radiant spiritual support. Which is 15 foot 3d8 radiant damage.
Alright, so they'll probably all die. Yes. Blender! How's it going?
Okay.
Blender!
Where did you cast that?
15 foot
around him.
Like, probably around to about there.
So... The blender
okay. Can
focus elsewhere.
Alright.
Take out the rats.
Who is here with the rats, though?
Huh?
They're like fighting rats. I don't know. Okay. Are they big enough?
They're Dobermans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the size of Dobermans.
Okay.
They're like going to be like as tall as this.
Long sword to the guy.
Okay.
18
plus 24. Did I hit his AC?
For the
this guy.
24, that's a hit, yeah.
8 damage.
Okay. He howls and weakly lashes out at you with his claw, but does jack all with it.
Okay.
Second attack, which spelled death.
I'm going to... Should I take him down?
Take him down.
Yeah, I'm going to take him out. Okay, so short
yeah,
sword
rats.
She only gets to kill one rat at a time, so and they probably have low hit points.
Hit.
is
your
rating
better?
Same thing. This one's only 5 damage. You still up?
Barely.
Okay.
Just barely.
That's my long sword again.
Roll better than 12?
Yeah, I rolled a 13, yes.
Yes, that is a hit. And he is dead.
Okay.
blood, frappe!
No, I mean,
ice
I get,
crush.
I was gonna say, pulse. Can I get any sort? All I want to do is maybe try to use my athletics, jump up, and try to grab something and hold onto the ceiling.
It is sheer. So
okay.
Just
it
get
was
closer
worth the
to
shot.
Us. It'd be inside the
you can move,
damage,
you can
area.
Shift
can
away
I still
from
take
that.
It? Okay. So, yeah, shift.
All right.
I'm going
so
to
get away.
Yes.
All right.
Well, here, I'm right behind myself.
What's up in Lollipop Lane?
I'm doing a little dance.
Okay.
No, I'm going to, with rapier, go at him.
Okay, go for it.
He out for the freaking shimmer!
He knocks aside your thin blade with his thick iron claws and just goes, argh!
I'm gonna die! Alright, this one's done.
Spiritual warriors!
I'm a rhinestone cowboy.
That's 3d8 radius.
Alright, let me see here. Okay, so I have to make a wisdom saving throw with both of them. They're going to fail it because they're not very wise.
Come on, Claire.
So you're going to get one.
So, did you 11.
Yeah. So they all just descend on this one hapless gentleman and start impaling him with long hook sighs as it just...
You got this one, buddy! Come on!
He, like, fends them off weakly, and they're just, like, holding him up, and he's just bleeding out. Just blood freely splaying across the floor. The other one has to make a friggin' wisdom saving throw attack.
Yes.
He's pretty wise. He's gonna attack you.
Oh, that's not nice! That's really mean! What did
and
I ever do to him?
He misses.
That's right. Hold on. With my rapier, I tickle his nose. Oh.
Meanwhile.
Wait.
Tickle. Cut tool slip.
Yes. You are ugly. Your buddies are coming to play!
Rats! Descend upon the blender once more. So, at this point, creepy little rats start to grow and swell.
Oh, for...
How many silver daggers did you get? You got 5 silver throwing daggers.
4.
4!
Yes, you have 4 silver throwing daggers left.
And you see these lanky men. Beady little eyes. And they are all armed with little knives.
Oh, why does everyone want to kill us?
And short swords. And they are wearing rags. That's all they can do. What's the cleric going to do?
The cleric is going to... I have a scimitar.
You do?
Cool. I will scimitar the guy right there.
Okay, go for it.
And
the one who's being impaled by spirit weapons?
Yes.
He's like,
Does a... Alright, 4 plus what?
You missed.
Yeah, nothing.
Super miss. Blender!
Okay. Blender! Now, first off, do I
this
know, the are they goblins? Or
they
do
are
I
humans.
They're humans.
They're just really lanky, nasty looking people.
Actually, no. Those are goblins. I'm sorry. They are goblins.
Okay. Rat goblins.
WTF, what? Oh.
You know that's like my mortal enemy, right?
Yeah.
My favorite enemy. It's even written right here.
Well, then you should kill a lot of them. Live the dream.
That's not a good dream.
To kill goblins? I mean, there's worse dreams. Yeah, sex with goblins.
Don't be judgmental. Maybe some people are into that
who
listen to the podcast.
There are. I'm not going to judge many people. If you have sex with goblins and you're not a goblin, you can do better.
Believe. Get some self-esteem. You can put some makeup on. There's
I forgot that you're dressed as a woman.
Out there.
I am.
It's totally even weirder.
I'm doing this whole thing dressed as a woman, right?
Oh!
Okay.
My makeup!
Alright.
I want you to, like, conjure chair and stand up and just, like, hold your dress up, like...
Alright, so, first, long sword.
Miss.
Oh!
Blender is needing this. Yep. Someone put ice in the blender.
Short sword. That one is a 16.
That's a hit.
And then the long sword.
No!
Okay.
So basically what my plan was just to go one down the line. So I missed the first one.
Uh-huh.
Hit the second one and critted on the other one.
That's really impressive. Bringing them down, thrusting them in.
I'm doing like a slash.
In your years of slaughter, you killed many goblins. You've gotten used to that keeny little wail that they make and that horrible little death smirk they get as they go to face Bane. They smile and you see the gashes in them just knit up like no mark whatsoever.
Okay. So I did not that even though I credit them, they're just there.
You did no you cut them like across, like they should be dying or dead, but the wounds just
Thief, toss the blender your two silver daggers.
You wanna do that?
Do you have two silver daggers?
Yeah.
She has three silver daggers left.
No, I have four.
You had four, you missed twice.
I missed.
That was
no,
rapier.
That was rapier.
Rapier, that's right.
Yeah, so I have four.
You gonna throw your silver daggers?
Mm-hmm. Blender!
Sex check to catch the daggers.
After I throw them, I yell out.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can hand them to her.
Oh, okay, I hand them to her.
Or you want to throw them to be cool. You just drop the silver. I will give you inspiration if you throw the daggers and if you try to catch them rather than just handing them. You catch them, and you hold the daggers, and the goblins kind of take a step back. They're not pleased as they see the gleam of silver in your hands.
Okay.
Give them a wisdom saving throw. I don't want to do that. Alright, so he's very dead. So your spirit warriors finish this one off and cut him down to ribbons and bits and kibble. Mm. He is going to come at you with his claws and he completely fails. Your chainmail, he just digs it. He just grabs you. It's like a St. Bernard just getting up on you. Goblins are all going to attack the blender because she has silver weapons.
Are the goblins within the 15 foot?
They are not.
Darn it.
They are just outside of it. Lucky for them. Alright. So they are gonna lash out at you with short swords. All simultaneously, all together. One possible hit. Does a 16 hit your armor class?
Yes, it does.
So these guys they are just lashing out at you with their swords. There's not really any skill to be had among them. One gets a very lucky attack and you take 4 damage. You do also notice that a particularly plump brat turns into a goblin and aims a crossbow right at you, just lining up the shot.
Okay.
Blender.
So, dagger number one here, the same thing, going right down the line. 17.
17 total? That's
yes.
It.
Next one.
Deuce.
That is a miss. One, not they're not modified 20. So that was so I missed the middle one. I hit these
okay.
two.
Roll your damage.
First one.
3.
Seven.
Okay.
And then the other one. 6.
Your silver weapons bite, and like the wounds smoke, and they like it looks like you cut them with a blade that had been heated in a brazier.
Okay.
And they kind of scream and goblin and look at you like. They are not pleased.
Are they damaged?
They are.
Damaged. I did hurt them.
You hurt them a lot.
Okay. But I didn't kill these two.
Good call.
They are not dead.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I learned my lesson for rats in the grain.
Now, do I get a minor just real quick? I mean, do I have anything that I can do to heal myself?
You can move away from them and, like, you know, just kind of like take a step back.
And they're just going to take a step forward and tag.
But then
anyways.
They'll be in the...
Yeah, take a step back, take a step back.
How's it going?
You know, I'm just here. Sucking.
What are you going to do? You going to kill something?
Can I... So, I misplaced one silver dagger.
So you threw one that's in the hall.
Yeah.
With rats
it's
all over
it's like right around here.
You gave her two.
I gave her two, so I have one left.
Two left.
You have five. Okay, that's right. Well, again, as you said, math is hard.
But you also have your rapier out, and there is still one of the wolfmen alive.
Well, then I'm going to go for the wolfman with my rapier, because I don't want him hurting you.
Okay.
I'm not leaving this there.
Roll your attack.
All right.
Now you
Critical.
Can I just be, like, along for the ride now? Because apparently all I'm going to do is F up.
Roll your damage for your spirit warriors. Not a lesson that I need him to live. He's the last.
10.
Stab, stab, shake. Spiritual light and blood everywhere. So the goblins start bringing up crossbows. Two more of them are going to use their action to go goblin. Crossbow. So they just bring up the crossbows that they have holstered under him, cock them, and start shooting. They're tricky. They're tricksy goblins. They ain't walking it. They're like, yeah, remember all those guys who got, like, brutally stabbed to death? Like that one who's still hanging in midair? All right, so four goblin attacks.
Oh, straight on me.
No. Cleric first. 10. You got pretty good AC. The second attack is going to be against the blender. 20, that will hit your AC, I believe, correct?
Yes.
But yeah, I thought
it was. Is it not 20?
No.
Okay.
Modified 20. You take 5 damage. Second attack is going to be on you.
And it's going to miss.
It is a miss. A critical miss, in fact.
It hits the guy behind me.
The wall behind you. Ricochets and hits you in the eye. The fourth one is going to shoot again at the cleric. And he rolls really badly. And one more shot at the blender. And it's a really bad shot.
That's how you got the rat rabies.
He is, with his dying breath, this wolf man is going to try something.
Oh!
My god, you got too excited!
He just slashes the blender right across the face in just 5 long gashes. You take 8 damage.
Okay.
I know what my next action is!
What's your next action?
Prayer of Healing. That's a 12 plus my modifier for
wisdom.
Wisdom. 3, so 15. Get back 15 health, blender.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Smooth move, cleric.
Takes me back up to 21.
Can you get rid of my rat cancer? It's in my eye.
Your rat cancer.
So, blender. Do you need anything else? You're good.
I'm good.
Blender. That guy cut you in the face.
He's dead, though, isn't he?
No, he's not.
I'm debating on that, or should I do a cure light wounds? Not as bad as I was. Okay, yeah, I'll take a swipe at him.
Can she blend him?
Yes.
Always. She has 3 attacks.
So the chances are blended.
No, that's a dagger.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Describe his death, please.
So he just clawed my face. Now I have scars on my face. So...
Now you just got fixed up by magic cleric healing.
Okay.
Oh, man, I want you to have the scars.
They glow like a faint blue, and you suddenly remember a recipe that you learned about 5 years ago from muffins. Cleric of Knowledge.
Okay.
Blueberry?
So with her blade, like I said, she's paying most of her attention to the goblins. Mm-hmm. So she's looking out that way. He slashed her in the face, so she just goes like through, you know.
Right into the brain.
Yeah, right through the lower jaw up.
He's very, very dead.
Yes. Strength,
on a scale of 1 to dead, where's he at?
Super dead.
Now, if I move, does my spiritual support move with me?
It does. Everybody give me a perception check.
I see nothing but kitties!
Not 20.
So basically, on all these perception checks, I'm going to kick ass. When it comes to fighting, I'm like, what do I do with this?
I had a 2, but her roll turned mine into a 16. You're going to go with the 16.
You hear this, these weird, there's like 1 foot being dragged. And one, like, leathery barefoot slapping on stone. Drag.
I want to go home.
You see this humped abomination around the corner. It is a goblin unlike any you have ever seen.
He's so cute and he has 3 arms.
He's got three arms. One has a sword that is on fire.
Does one have a sandwich?
One has this, like, hook axe. And the third has just a big whip. He is hunched. He is decrepit looking. He's got two long, scraggly ears that are just mutilated little bits and pieces out of them. His one foot is just mangled. There's, like, bones protruding out just beneath the skin. Big red eyes and just a gap of rotten, disgusting, pointed black teeth. You recognize him immediately.
Oh, really? Who is it?
He is a legend of Velocity, even when you were a child.
Okay.
His name is Gerst. He is in charge of the goblins who hunt down anyone who tries to hunt down food for Zargon.
Okay, so this guy's like a mortal enemy.
He sees your mark.
Mm-hmm.
And his smile widens.
Alright, so is it my... Wait, no, I just killed the guy.
Yep. What are you gonna do?
Hey, you have two more actions left.
No, because you can't. She's not close enough to hit anyone. She can move into the...
Then we've been very careful not to step over the light beam up.
See, okay, I'm thinking the door was over there.
No, it was here. Behind us, because remember, they were coming this way at us.
Wait, so where's the trap? The
right
little beam of
light.
It's
right at the door. We haven't touched it. We stepped away.
Why don't we...
Get the hell on.
Thief,
okay.
See if you can open that door. That seems to be what you're best at.
Yeah.
It opens.
I did!
That wasn't locked.
Wait, I have an action. I know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
In Goblin.
Uh-huh.
I'll say, I know what you are, beast, and I will challenge you to one-on-one combat, which I know isn't going to happen, but it's worth it.
He cracks his whip at the goblins, and they all, like, duck and, like, hunker. I would not deprive my master of his meal. Fetch that one!